Ephraim was going to eat dinner with us, but he thought it smelled so bad that he went home.
That's too bad. He didn't like the smell, but he missed a great dinner. Do you like to tell your friends about Jesus? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. No matter what you say or how you say it, sometimes your friends won't want to hear about Jesus. But there are other ways to show the love of Christ. When they see you being kind, speaking truthfully, and forgiving others, it makes the gospel smell sweet. 2 Corinthians 2:15 says, "We are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." Our story today is called Fish for Dinner. Karina and her friend Dan rushed into the kitchen after practice. "Perfect timing," said Karina's mom, taking a pan out of the oven. "Mmm," exclaimed Karina. "That fish smells yummy." "Dan, where did you go?" "I'm outside," Dan yelled from the porch. Karina walked outside and saw Dan putting on his bike helmet. "Wait," she said. "I thought you were staying for dinner." "I was," said Dan, "until I smelled it." He got on his bike. "I'll see you tomorrow." "Where's Dan?" asked Mom when Karina returned. Karina shrugged. "Your fish smells delicious, but Dan thinks it stinks. I don't understand. The smell is making me hungrier by the minute." "Well, I just cook it," said Mom. "I can't make him like it." Karina thought for a moment. "You know, Mom, Dan acts the same way when I talk about Jesus. If I just say the word church, he wrinkles his nose. But he's never even tried to go." Mom stirred the carrots on the stove. "You know, Karina, as a baby, you hated carrots." "But I like carrots now," said Karina. "What happened?" "Well, one day I put a carrot on your plate." "And I ate it?" "No, but you didn't throw a fit. The next day I gave you another and you took a bite. Each day I gave you more and eventually you loved them." "Nice story, Mom. But what do carrots have to do with Dan?" Mom dished the fish and carrots onto plates. "I never changed the flavor of the carrots, Karina. I wasn't sure if you'd ever eat one, but if I had stopped offering, you definitely would not have tried it. I had to be patient." "Are you saying I should invite Dan to eat fish tomorrow?" Mom laughed. "Not exactly. But I do think you should keep offering Jesus. Be patient. Perhaps one day Dan will understand how much Jesus loves him, and he'll come to love Jesus too."
"I can do that."
Karina paused.
"Hey, Mom, Dan's favorite food is spaghetti."
Mom nodded. "That's good to know. Next week, we'll have spaghetti after practice."
Well, how about you?
How does Jesus smell to you? We can't make others love God, but we can love them like God loves us. If your thoughts about Jesus are as wonderful as the yummy smell of your favorite food, share those good feelings. Invite others to learn more about Jesus. Tell them what he's done in your life. Be patient, pray, do what you can, and then leave the rest to God. Our key verse today is 2 Corinthians 2:15.
We are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
And our key thought today, share Jesus with others. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.